I did that for a reason today, because the last words in that says liberty and justice for all. Liberty and justice for all. First Kings chapter 18, I want to take you to a familiar passage of scripture this morning. And I want to preach a message today that I'm not bowing down to Baal. I'm not bowing down and kissing Baal's feet. And I'm not sitting at Jezebel's table. And I want to tell you something this morning. We're in rough times, but I tell you, God can take rough times and times and make work it all for good. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you right now, God is above all and over all and all powerful, almighty, all knowing and all present. Amen. And that tickles my heart today to know I've got a God that's in charge. Amen. Now, in chapter 17 of Kings, there's a man by the name of Elijah comes on the scene. He just burst out of the scene in the first verse of chapter 17. And the first thing he tells, there's no background, no nothing. He just comes out and tells King Ahab, he said, you're worshiping Baal. He said, you got away from God. You're leading this nation away from God. And he said, there's not going to be rain till I tell you it's going to rain. Amen. I'll tell you what, you don't matter no boy with guts right here. There's no boy with guts. And he's connected with God. And then he just turned to speak it off. Well, you get up into chapter 18, they ain't got any grass. And the water hose is drying up. And old King Ahab, he's ticked off at Elijah, and he sent everybody and his brother everywhere to try to find him, because he hates his guts, because he knows he's the one that's got to hold the water spigot. And so he sends out Obadiah, a man that claims to be a man of following God. Kind of half these half-hearted, you know, they try to be Christians and politically correct at the same time. It don't work real good. Amen. And so here he is. Elijah shows up to Obadiah. And he says, you go tell King Ahab that I want to meet him. He says, oh, don't have me do that, because I don't know what you'll do. I know what you'll do. He said, I'll go tell him you're going to be at such and such a place, and the Spirit of the Lord will carry you away. Hey, they know a man of God when they see him. Amen. He said, he'll carry you away. And he said, then I'll die as a result of it. The guy's just full of fear. He's afraid to do anything. He's afraid to stand. He's afraid to carry a message. He's afraid to do anything. This country is full of cowards. Makes me sick. So anyway, he says, you tell him to meet him. So Ahab met him. You get down in chapter 18 and verse 21, verse number 19. He said, I want you to do something, Ahab. He said, I want you to send and gather to me all Israel into Mount Carmel and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. Oh, I don't ever want that said to me. I eat at Jezebel's table. Most of America is eating at Jezebel's table this morning. Verse 21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Well, you go on down through there, and he let them go first. And he said, let the God that answered by fire be God. So he comes on down, and I like this little scene there in chapter 18 and verse number 26. He said, they took the bullock which was given them, these are these false prophets, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, oh, Baal, hear us. But there was no voice nor anything answered. And they leaped upon the altar, which made they got excited. Just remind me of people jumping up on cars and stomping on them. Yeah. Amen. Right. Verse number 27, it came to pass at noon that, I can't believe that a man of God would do such a thing. This week I've had these little wimps text me and email me, you know, message me about, how can you be a man of God and say such things as you say on Facebook? They've been sitting at a cupcake preacher's table too long. Amen? Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. This is what he said. I like you. I like you. You see, well, Jesus wouldn't act that way. Yeah, he would. He drove them out of the temple. Yeah, he would. He called them vipers and serpents. You need to get your Jesus straightened up. Amen. Yes, he's compassionate to those that are humble, but he's rough on those that are proud and arrogant and defies God. I'll tell you, he's a warrior king. Amen. Amen. Now you listen to me. Old Elijah wasn't like these modern day preachers. He said, he'd come up past noon there, verse 27. Elijah mocked him and said, hey, cry loud. You ain't crying. You ain't hollering loud enough. For he is a God. Either he's talking, can't think, can't carry on two conversations at the same time, or he's pursuing, or he's in a journey or a peradventure. He sleepeth and must be awakened. Holler, wake your God up. If I've got to holler, wake my God up, he ain't much of a God. Amen. And so anyway, he goes through all that, and he comes down there at the end of that. You know the story. God came down by fire. And then verse number 42, and man, they, you know what, they're kind of terrible people. They weren't very politically correct. They killed 850 false prophets one day, and their blood run down their stream. Get mad at God about that. Hey, I'll give you one more. his successor, Elisha, was going up toward Gilgal one day, and about 42 kids come out of the bush up the road there and said, "Go up, bald head." They're going to mock him like Elijah. "Go up, bald head," making fun of his bald head, the man of God, the prophet. God let two she-bears come out and kill 42 kids. You going to get mad at God about that? What kind of God do you serve? He's like, I want to tell you something. If you don't worship that same God as the same God in the New Testament, you've got a God carved out in your mind. Right. Now, he said right here, he said in verse 42, "So Ahab went up to eat, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel and cast himself down on the earth and put his face between his knees." I want you to notice something, that Elijah stood first before he ever got on his knees. But when he got on his knees, wasn't a nobody but God Almighty. I got tickled yesterday. Some Black Lives Matter outfit taunting a police officer. And I want to tell you something right now. These people's son is down in Alabama in the police department. And I want to tell you, next Sunday we're going to have a service. We're going to recognize the law enforcement of this country. Let me tell you something right now. Yeah, there's a few bad eggs. When I was 16 years old, I watched cops from Mountain Grove beat a Vietnam veteran with a billy club and a bike jack. I stood 5 feet from him, beat him over the head with it, throw him in a cop car for nothing. Don't give me your garbage. They turned on me and my brother. We fought them till they pulled a gun on us. Don't talk to me. Yeah, there's bad apples, but can I tell you a little something, Whip? There's bad preachers too. Yes. And 95%, I'll tell you something, I've got a son who, because he wouldn't hand his gun over to a cop at an insurance stop, pulled him out of the truck and threw him on the ground and arrested him, put him in the Mountain Grove jail. Then they had the audacity to tell me, threw my copy of the Constitution at me. Don't talk to me about police abuse. It's everywhere. Amen. Get off your little kick horse. This country better wake up. You're not going to have a country left. Now you listen to me. There comes a time when you've got to decide who are you going to serve. And I'm saying next week we're going to honor. I don't care if none of them comes. I've already called the Wright County Sheriff's Department, asking them to send over representatives, and we're going to honor past, present, and future law enforcement officers. Amen. They're just human beings like you are. Amen. I wouldn't want to be one. Never did want to be one. You know why? Because I didn't want to work with the jerks I'd have to mess with all the time. Because I ain't got the temperament for it. I'm serious. I'm just being honest with you. That two of you, is anybody else like that here? I don't know how you take it. But bless God, that cop in Tennessee this week, guy got up in his face, right in his face, spitting his spit at him. "Kneel before me, kneel before me, kneel." And you know what that cop said? "I don't kneel, but nobody but God Almighty, Jesus Christ." Woo! Thank God for somebody who's got some guts, amen. You pray for them kids as boys down. I'll tell you something, we got other relatives of police everywhere. I'm not going to be an anarchist. Cops is wrong. They can suffer for it like the rest of us. Don't tell me about injustices. It's right here in Wright County. Has been ever since I've been known. You got to deal with it. Amen. Anyway, Elijah mocked him. I'll tell you right now, you know what them cupcakes and snowflakes would have said? "How can you be a man of God and mock those poor guys that are cutting themselves and crying out to their God? They've got a right to worship God like they want to." What do you think the snowflakes and cupcakes of this country would have done when 850 of them got killed? Huh? Now, make up your mind. Either you're a Bible believer or you ain't. Oh, you would have had yourself a little hissy fit when Jesus braided that rope and drove them thieves out of this temple. Well, you'd have had yourself a little cupcake snowflake fit. No, you're not a Jesus worshiper. You've got another Jesus. That's what you've got. Carved out of your mind. So anyway, he comes up there. Now I want you to notice going on over chapter 19 and verse number 18. Now this is what God told Elijah. Elijah got to feeling sorry for himself. There's something I want you guys to remember. Now get this down this morning. All you're seeing is specific camera shots in this country. And that bunch, this communist newspapers and communist news networks, all they want you to think that the whole country is 500 or 600 or 1,000 idiots stomping on cars. Let me tell you who's really out here. That's you. You went to work this week. Where was you at this week, Jake? Was you busting into somebody's house? Where was you at on Monday? You was working, wasn't you? Did you know there are multiplied millions of Americans who are just going to work and watching this garbage? And you know what they're saying? You better keep that at a distance. You better keep that at a distance. Now, here's what it says in verse 18 of chapter 19. God said this, yet have I left me 7,000 in Israel. All, watch this word, knees, which have not, what? Bowed unto Baal. And every mouth which hath not kissed him. You talk about a sickening, stupid mess. Those people had so far got away from God that they were told, wear your mask. Don't go to church. Sit 15 feet apart. Come in when we tell you can come in. We're getting just like those people telling us what to do, when to do, who to bow to, and what to say. And so they said, you bow to Baal.
Yes, yes, just a minute. I'm getting there quick as I can.
That's not enough. Can I tell you something? Anarchists never get enough. They never get enough. Now you kiss his feet. I'm not even going to go through the motion. Makes me want to puke.
Yes.
And I want to tell you something. Right here in this town, and in that town, and in that town, we've got a bunch of punks growing up who swallowed all the garbage and stuff you're hearing over news.
Yeah.
Your mind, you're not in the Word of God. Your God is Rachel Maddow and CNN and MSNBC and whatever somebody sends you over your little liberal Facebook feed.
Yep.
Let me give you another one. Elijah said this. God said, I've got people that will not bow their knees to Baal and they're not going to kiss his feet.
Amen.
Let me give you another example. You don't turn to Daniel chapter 3. Now you watch. I'm going to give you a pattern in the Bible. In Daniel chapter 3, the Nebuchadnezzar king made an image of the beast. If you'll check that out, it's got three sixes in it. Two sixes on the dimensions and one six in the musical instruments. And when they played the music, they told them all to come in there and bow down. There were three men who wouldn't bow. They said, I'll tell you what, if you don't bow, we're going to put the furnace hot on you. Can I give you a little history today? That's about the ratio it's going to be. I don't know how many thousands of people were standing there. I don't know how many people were there, but I'll tell you what, most of them bowed. Most of them bowed. Only three men said we're not bound to anybody but God. Now let me give you a little something. They went in the furnace, but you know something? There's a fourth man in there, and God will go with you if you won't bow. You boys better be listening to this preacher. God will be with you if you won't bow. But let me tell you one worse than that. In Matthew chapter 4, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said was out in the wilderness, tempted, and the Bible said 40 days and 40 nights without water or food. You want to be a man. And in that one, for the devil came to him, the Bible said he took him up on the mountain. He said, all this I'll give you. Kingdoms. Watch, listen to me. I'm going to show you how Satan operates, how he's operating this country. He said, all this I'll give you if what? If Jesus Christ would have bowed down at Baal's feet. Can I tell you about Baal? Since Genesis chapter 3 and before even Satan's design and desire has been to replace God in the hearts and lives of people. And he's very subtle and very tricky about doing it. Satan wants your worship that belongs to God. He's a thief. He's a thief. But I want to tell you about the devil. He'll not only destroy you, he'll have you bound down. He'll not only have you kissing his feet, but he'll have you licking the toe jam between his toes. That's what drug heads do. Drug heads lick the toes off of their drug peddlers. You taking drugs out here, smoking marijuana, what you're doing. That's what you are. That's exactly what you are. You bow down to him. Baal in the Bible has various applications, but his primary meaning is master or owner. There were a variety of them in the Canaanite gods, which God had told the children of Israel to destroy. But it was characterized by licensed immorality. They wanted a God that would let them commit fornication, adultery, be sodomites, transgenders, and anything they wanted to be. So they create a form of Baal that fit what they wanted to do. That's what America's done. Then their gods wasn't satisfied with perversion and immorality. But then it was child sacrifice. And you read your Bible, you'll find out that mothers and fathers were taking their own blood and flesh children and throwing them in the arms of Baal, watching the dogs lick the blood of their own children and the screams of their own children, thinking they were being righteous and holy. What has America done? Every time somebody walks into an abortion clinic, you're doing nothing more but bowing down and kissing Baal's feet and offering your child up for sacrifice. The basic truth and point of this message is that when you bow to Baal or anything else or anyone else besides God Almighty, you are bowing and kissing the feet of the devil. You say, Reggie, what are you not bowing to this morning? I'm going to run real quick and we're going to get out of here. Number one, I'm not bowing to political correctness. I'm not bowing to political correctness. I'm telling you right now, I'll tell you right now, I'm sick to death. I'm sick to death of this mask. I'm sick to death of this social distancing. It's a bunch of garbage. It was garbage when it started, and it's garbage now. And I'm going to tell you about the biggest hypocrisy I've seen in my lifetime was these Democrat mayors in these cities telling everybody to keep your store shut and stay off the street. And then all of a sudden, they want to have riots. So we're going to keep that to 100. I never saw such hypocrisy in my life. You can't go do anything. You can't have church, but rioters, it's open season. That exposed the awful bunch of hypocrisy, the evil, the wickedness, the rottenness of their minds. Isn't it amazing that all these major cities are run by Democrat mayors? Amen. I said this morning in Sunday school class, I'm not apologizing for it. It was the Democrats that tried to keep the blacks in slavery. It was the Democrats that run the KKK. It was the Democrats that opposed voting rights in the 1870s. I'm telling you right now, and if it hadn't been for the Republicans in the 1960s, it wouldn't have been passed then. But I'll tell you what they've done. They bought them out with welfare. My daddy was in the state house for 14 years. They took him to St. Louis, Missouri. Went up there where they built all this housing, government housing. We're going to put you in really nice places. He went up. You know what he said, Reggie? I've never seen anything like it in my life. He said the sinks and the stools and the fixtures tore off the walls, holes in the floor from top to bottom, from the 20th story down. Unfit to live in. Taxpayers paid for it. Let me just tell you something right now. If it's liberty and justice for all, you're here this morning. I want to tell you, know what I really think? Let me ask you a question. All you want, you just want liberty and justice for all. Is that right? You don't want somebody judging you by the color of your skin. Is that right? Amen. All right, if we're going to do that, then it's got to be both ways. Amen? Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. We better get down to this deal about what is right, what is wrong, not depending on what somebody's telling you. I'm going to tell you right now, it makes me sick. I feel sorry for those kids that are rioting because nobody, first of all, told them about Jesus Christ. Nobody's told them that they're going to die and go to hell if they don't get saved. And then they're egged on by these rich people, white people living in their gated communities. You make me sick. You sick them all out there and fire them up to riot, and then you go back behind your gated. And Nancy Pelosi puts on her little fake mask the other day and walks supposedly among the protesters. Now, I'm going to tell you something. She walks among the protesters, and she's got guards surrounding her. Bless her little stinking heart. I've got a copy of the Constitution. Now, you listen to me real good. And everybody in this church, I just want you to get this right. This Constitution says, the same one I was quoting a while ago, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. That means the government, Congress cannot say, hey, this is what religion we're going to be. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That means they can't tell you when, where, how, and how to worship. This whole thing's been a violation of the Constitution. Then it says, listen, or of the press. And I'm for a free press, but not a propaganda press. Amen. Now, it said this, or the right of people peaceably to assemble, to petition the government for redress of grievances. Yes, sir. Peaceable. There's a difference between protesters and rioters. And we better get that one down. Could you come here just a second? Ralph, would you want to participate with something here? Okay. All right, I want to show you something. Now, listen, this is going to be a little, it's not going to be rough, and I promise it's not going to hurt you, but I want you just to get down to the ground if you don't care. All right, I'm a cop. If I've got my knee on his neck, how many like that? He's handcuffed, how many likes that? Not necessary at all, right? And we talked about this a while ago. But I'm going to tell you right now, I can guarantee you that Sister Pitts would be here, the fastest one here, knocking the soup out of me with the Bible. She'd beat me to death with the King James Bible. If I put my neck on that boy, and he's already handcuffed. But now I'm going to say something else to you. If he is the cop, and he's been working with this junk day after day, and he's messing with the man who has a track record of being in and out of jail for year after year after year for drugs, and puts a shotgun to a pregnant woman's belly. You think they get tired of this stuff after a while?
Yes.
I ain't even trying you. Don't worry about it. Amen. Smarter than you thought. I'm smarter than you thought I was. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. This stuff is sick. I'm not buying down to Amphita. You know what Amphita is? It's a bunch of communists that come out of Hillary Clinton's Saul Alinsky training programs, who believe communism is a superior way of living. And I've been there, and Danny's been there, and Dean's been there. And I want to tell you one thing right now: communism stinks to high heaven. Amen. Killed more people than Nazi. Hey, communism's killed more people than Nazism. Stalin killed 20 million. Did you know what? When the first battle took place, when Germany attacked them, he had already purged and killed out, had shot in the head his best generals. When the ones he sent out weren't getting the job done, he sent his little stormtroopers, not the Hitler's, his, shot his own generals in the head. And you think you want communism? Let me tell you what this is. It's a transfer of power. And you better hope they never get power. You better pray, and you better work, and you better speak up, and you better get active and pray these jerks never get power. I'm not messing with this Antifa. Most of them are a little bunch of white spoiled kids who sit in a college class and listen to some socialist whom the taxpayers are paying their bill and never made a dime, never produced a product, never made a day's labor in their life. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want no snowflakes in this church house. You're a snowflake. Either straighten up, be a man, or get out of here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Makes me sick. I'll tell you right now. I said this morning, it's the truth again. The Democrat Party under LBJ, the whole idea of the new society was to keep to buy the blacks off with government assistance. Instead of giving them equal opportunity, it was to buy them off and keep them down. Hey, tell me, where is all this junk happening? Democrat run cities. And a lot of them with white mares. And I want to tell you something right now. I'm not bound down no sports star, no Hollywood star, no singing star. I ain't bound down to nobody except the bright in the morning star.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not bound down to threats and intimidation. You ain't going to tell me that, you better watch out. We come and get you. I'll tell you, you just come right on. I don't tell you, say, well, preacher, I'm not talk with that. I'll tell you right now, if you're such a coward, you won't even protect your own wife and children and property, it ain't nothing to you. You ought to sue your brain for non-support.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you right now, now let's start preaching a little bit. It's all right, we can amen when it's everybody else's deal, but how about our deal? I'm not selling out for pleasure. I'm not selling out for pleasure, and I'm not selling out for perversion. I'm not selling out to the prosperity and the money crowd. I'll tell you right now, we're selling our souls out in this country to have more stuff and more stuff and more stuff, and it don't make us happy. I'm not selling out for money. I'm not selling out for possessions, and I'm not selling out the public school. Yeah, I knew I'd cool some of you down right there. Your amens is so, I'm not selling out the colleges and universities. I'm not going any place or sending my children anywhere where they've got to leave their faith in Jesus Christ at the front door out on a sidewalk. I'm not sending my kids and I'm not bound down to Baal public schools and saying, oh yes, we'll say Jesus Christ is a liar, that he didn't create anything. We'll kiss your stinking feet. Not me, bud. Not me. Amen. Woo! We're having a happy time in the house of God. Amen. Yeah, go ahead and bow down. Go ahead and leave your faith at the sidewalk. Where do you think that all this junk is being taught in the hearts and minds of our children? Hey, can I tell you, it wasn't a bunch of 75-year-old men out there writing. Mostly young people. Where do you think they're getting this garbage at? The first step is creating a vacuum by telling them that God's a liar. He didn't create things. And that God is irrelevant. He's so irrelevant that we can't have him discussed and talked about in our school. And his Bible is so irrelevant, it cannot be a part of your education. Lock it, lump it, I don't care. Bail system. I'm not bound down to these colleges and indoctrinate our kids against all this right. And I'm not bound down to the pressure of politicians and ball players and friends and family. I'm not being told what to think, what to say, or how to act or dress or live. I'm not bound down to ecumenicalism. I'm not bound down to globalism. I'm not bound down to China, Russia, Mexico, Canada, England. If y'all like that, places, go to them. I'm not bound down to environmentalists. That's a rotten socialist move within our country. I tell you what, us old hillbillies, you can laugh at us all you want to, but we got some of the cleanest streams and the prettiest hillsides in the world. Amen? I'm not bound down to government. I'm not bound down to God haters. I'm not bound down to Darwinism. I'm not bound down to evolution. I'm not bound down to socialism, humanism, or communism. I'm not bound down to Islam and Muslims. I'm not bound down to Buddhists, Hindus, Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, or the Popes and Mary. Not kissing their feet, amen. They didn't set me free and forgive my sins, and they didn't die for me on the cross and go up from the grave, amen. I'm not bound down to the drug dealers in this county. And I want to say something right now, every drug dealer in this county, I hope you get caught. I'll tell you what. I'm not bound down to the dope peddlers. I'll tell you what. You talk about stupidity at its height. Let's get rid of the police department. What do you think it's going to be like in that? Can I tell you something? I'm serious with you. I held a meeting up in Indianapolis, downtown Indianapolis, for a black preacher. And he took me down through town. I've told you this and how that. He said 80% of these kids, Reggie, don't know who their daddy is. But let me tell you what's going to go on. There's a lot of black people in this country that are out working, trying to make a living, raise their family. Okay? And I'm going to tell you something's going to happen. They're going to leave the inner cities, and they're going to take their tax base with them. Listen to me tight. They're going to take their businesses with them. Then the suburbanites are going to leave. And they're going to take their businesses and all their tax base. And when they take that tax base away, you have never seen such a crumbling and collapse of economies within the inner cities. And they'll cry for the government to bail them out and to build this, and they'll tear them down again because you can't fix that with money and buildings. You can't fix that kind of problem. Here's what's really going up. This Antifa bunch is the greatest enemy to the black people that's ever been in this country. Amen. And the whole goal is to create an anarchist situation. Oh, listen to me, folks, this morning. My heart is burdened. I'm telling you, I'm burdened. What kind of world are we going to leave these kids? I'm not bound down to liquor lovers, the booze bellies, the pill poppers. I'm not bound down to shrinks and psychologists. I don't need them. I've got the greatest counselor in the world. Amen. I'm not bound down to porn pushers and telling you it's all right for you to publish pornography. I'm not bound down to the perverts and the transgenderites and the pedophiles and the sodomites and all the rest of that perverted crowd. I'm not bound down and saying it's all right. I'm going to preach on it as long as God gives me breath. It is wrong. God created a male and female. It's perversion. It's Sodom and Gomorrah. Out of hell, wickedness. I'm not bound down to religion either. I'm not bound down to the contemporary church movement. I'm not bound down to fads and fashions and trends. And I'm not bound down to denominational toad frogs that are sitting on some kind of a cow pile headquarters, 10% of everybody's money going to them to be politically correct, just so they can keep the numbers up. I'm not bound down to the group thinkers. I'm not bound down to presidents. And I'm not bound down to preachers. I'm not bound down to judges. And I'm not bound down to legislators. And I'm not bound down to senators. And I'm not bound down to governors. You say, really? That's exactly right. I'll tell you what, you wouldn't believe the people's contacting me from other states says, how you getting by with meeting? I saw, watched you guys online. Ain't nobody got any mask on. They're all sitting together. I'm not bound down to police haters either, bless God. I am not bound down to the police haters. Not putting up with it. You better be glad there's a highway patrolman out there this afternoon. Because if people knew that there weren't no highway patrol on the highway, the drug heads of Wright County would have you blocked off in the road, stealing everything you got and killing you for your money. You better thank God Almighty there's some highway patrol. Don't you talk like this with your kids in the back saying, "Oop, there's a cop, there's a cop, there's a cop." Like he's some devil or something after you. You're teaching your kids wrong. I'm not bound down to unbiblical orders, rules, or decrees. I'm not bound down to unconstitutional laws, rules, and orders. Open your businesses, get back to work. As I said a while ago, the greatest hypocrisy I have seen in my life is these stinking low-down Democrat liberal mayors who told everybody to stay in the house and lock the state down. Then when the rioting started and all that stuff, that's just fine. Help yourself. Yeah. And then to beat all that, a guy out here, whether in Texas or California, brought an assault rifle up to run him off, and they arrested him. Yeah. You talk about upside-down reprobate thinking. Amen. I tell you what, I'm going to make a prediction. I'm not a prophet, and I may be wrong. But I tell you what, I still think this country's got some sense of decency. Yes. And I think there's going to be a lot of people come out of the woodwork and vote for Donald Trump this fall.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, he's got more guts than 5,000 preachers in America. Yes. Amen. Now, let's talk about us. I'm not bound down this worldly dress. What would you think about me if you met me this week and I've got a little strap shirt on, you know, showing my big muscles. What if you seen me walking around, Danny, in a tank top shirt this week? And them Hawaiian flop shorts with flowers on them and a set of them toenail deals out there. Yeah, you just take me and buy me some clothes, amen. Can I tell you something? When you bow down to this world's fashions, you are kissing Baal's feet. You're letting them tell you how to dress. You're letting them tell you how to walk and talk and cut your hair and everything else. You're bound down to Baal. I'll tell you what, I'm not letting the world tell me what jewelry to put on. I'm not telling me to poke me 42 holes in my ears or my nose or nowhere else. If God wanted, God put holes where he wanted them, amen? Amen. I'm not letting them put dildos on my arms and ankles and belly. What if I come around, Tyle, how'd you like to see me this week with a shirt that come to about there and some little tattoo right here, you know? Did you see that, Ty? Did you see that? You know what you're doing? You're letting the world tell you how to live.
Yeah.
You just, I'll let them pierce my body. I'll kiss your feet, man. I'll kiss you. I'll put purple on this side and orange on that side. I'll butcher you right in the middle if you want me to. When are you going to be a man?
Amen.
When are you going to quit bowing down to Baal? Oh, some of you wished you wasn't here. I can see by the look on your face. Ain't no use trying to get out. The doors are locked. Parking lot sealed off. You can't get out of here. They've got their guns pulled. Ain't nobody leaving. We're about to take the offering. Amen. I'll tell you, there ain't no better place in the world to be at church. Amen.
Amen.
You know I'm just kidding. I don't care about your stinking money. And I ain't kissing your feet for your money either.
Amen.
Don't you dangle your $100 bills out in front of me. I'll take it and then hit you. I'm not bound down to their music. I ain't bound down to it. That's what they did in Daniel chapter 3. We play the music, you bow down to it. Oh, I know some of you little hypocrites sitting back there has got your CDs and your cars and your trucks. You think you got it hid from mom. You're so dumb. You're so dumb. God Almighty's the one that matters, and he knows exactly what's in your truck. You're so stupid. Oh, mercy. I'm not bound down to their clothing. Not bound down to their hairstyles or nothing else. And I'm not bound down to the cocky coastal elites who have bankrupted these Democrat states and now want the red states to bail them out.
Yeah.
I'm not bound down to these arrogant, cocky, proud-filled educators and commentators. I'm not bound down to the news media. I'm not bound down to the Democrat liberals, or they're not liberal. They're just liberal with other people's money, and the progressives. And I'm not bound down to the Republican rhinos in Wright County or any other county or any other state, like Bush and Romney. Rhinos. Why don't they just put their flag up as a liberal they are? They're so stinking jealous of Donald Trump. That's what's eating them up. Jealousy is as cruel as a grape. First of all, they couldn't believe he beat Hillary. That ticked them off. And whenever Trump took Jeb at the debate, went, Bush has never have gotten over it. Romney got beat by Obama. And then Trump turns around and beats Hillary. He just can't stand it. It doesn't matter that he's done more for minorities than any president in my lifetime. Amen. It doesn't matter that our economy has jump-started and shot like a rocket. And more jobs. And I mean everybody's work. You know what? Hey, if you don't think I'm telling the truth, try to hire a carpenter this week. Yeah. Go get in line at a mechanic shop. Everybody that wants to work is working their guts out. Yeah. Amen. I'm not lining up with a bunch of rhino establishment Republicans. I'm going to tell you right now, my allegiance is to this book, not to some Republican party. Amen. And I'll tell you something else. That's why you need to get involved. Because if you're not careful in the Republican Party, they'll have sodomites running that show, and they'll have abortionists running the show, and somebody in the church house better get in the White House. Amen? Amen. Anyway, I'm not bowing down to union bosses and thugs. Woo! Oh, no, you're not going to tell me that I got to join your little club to get a job here. I won't work here. No, you ain't taking my freedom away. And you're not telling me that I've got to bow down and kiss your feet and pay money to people to support candidates I don't agree with. You ain't blood-sucking me, you parasite. Hey, man, I'm trying to find something to make all of you mad. I'm gaining. I'm not bound down to the Masonic Lodge. I'm not bound down and say, oh, worshipful master. That's what they do. Hey, if you don't think I'm telling the truth, go tell them you want to take the first degree of the Masonic Lodge. They'll take you in blindfolded. Yes, sir. They'll tell you that we're going to lead you to the light. Follow me. They got you blindfolded. Then they're going to take you, but they're going to say, now it's time to kneel. And so you kneel. You see, Satan's got lots of little Baal places for you to kneel. Amen. If you won't stand. Yep. And then you're going to take the blindfolders off you, and sitting in front of you is going to be the grand worshipful master. Yep. Did you hear what I said? Yep. Worshipful master? Oh, the Masons around this country like me. They just think I'm wonderful. Can I tell you something? You listen to this preacher. If Masons get in control of a church, that church has Ichabod written on it. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Try going into their lodge and saying the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not bound down to it. Amen. Does that mean I hate them? No, I hate nobody. There's not a soul on this earth that I hate. But it's wrong. It is wrong to bow down to some man who calls himself a worshipful master. Amen. It's no wonder I get invited to so many places to preach. I'm not even looking for them. Amen. Amen. I'm not bound down to Bible haters. I'm not bound down to ACLU, the Freedom From Religion crowd, the NAACP, the race baiters, the snowflakes, the cupcakes, to Antifa. I'm not bound down to Dr. Fauci. And the fearmongers. I'm not bowing down to the Constitution haters, the America haters, and the baby killers. I'm not bowing down to the Bible corruptors and the Bible deniers. I am not bowing down to these new Bibles. I am not going to do it. Amen. I'm not going to bow down to another Jesus, another gospel, and another spirit. I'm not going to bow down. Listen to me tight. I'm not bowing down to the Israel haters and the Jew haters. I'm not bowing down to them. God says, I'll bless them that bless them, and I'll curse them that curse them. And my Savior is a Jew. Amen. This Bible, the word of life, eternal heaven and earth will pass away. His word will not pass away. It was written by Jewish people. And I'm a Gentile, no, grafted in by the grace of God. I'm not bound down to them people. I want to say this. I'm not bound down to Asian haters, and I'm not bound down to black haters and any other haters. And I'm not bound down to white haters. And I'm white. I might get a little more. I'm prejudiced. You are too. You just won't admit it. You're just a hypocrite liar. You know something? I'm real prejudiced about Karen. I'll knock your ever living block off if you offend her, hurt her. I'm prejudiced toward her. She's my wife. You ought to be too. Amen? Don't talk like it. Listen. Let me tell you about this book. It is the spirit of truth.
Yes.
And whether the truth hurts me or hurts you, it doesn't matter. Because I'm telling you the truth is what set me free. Yes. It set me free. Now let me do it. Here we go. I'm not bound down to my buddies at work. Brother Matt got up here today and talked about his work. And Matt, I know he's in a big rush this morning, you know that. But I tell you, he's been so excited because God's opened so many doors for him. And Matt, I want to tell you, I appreciate you, what you do.
Amen.
The world's not going to think much of it. But I know, and I'm glad you're excited. But I'm telling you something, folks, listen. If you're not careful, you'll bow down to the devil and say, well, I won't give that person a track, or I won't talk to that person about the Lord.
Yeah.
You ought to pray for him because the devil hates his guts.
Yeah.
I tell you what, a sister, I don't know if you're listening or not, from down there, and honey, Connie, where's sister that takes all them CDs? The barefoot woman.
Tennessee.
Down around Knoxville, Tennessee, there's a barefoot woman. She's passed out over 10,000 CDs from this church. And she's barefoot. Hire some shoes. But I mean, that but everybody to their own, amen. But you know what she'll do? She'll walk into, she's talking about this deal, want to go about witnessing. When she drives into a town, first place she goes, City Hall. She wants to meet the mayor and city council and the police officers. I'm in town, I've got all these CDs, I'm fixing to give the gospel to this town. Just want to make sure y'all know I'm here. If you hear if I've done any damage, let me know. I don't want to do no damage, but we're going to give the gospel to everybody who can.
Amen.
And here's you some. I'm telling you right now, I mean, there's something else. She's wanting $2,500 more, by the way. You know that already, don't you? I'm not bound down to my buddies at work. You listen to me. Jesus said, don't bow down to your family.
Yep.
There's going to come some times. You know what the one biggest curses in this country is parents bowing down their own children.
Yeah.
Stuff you knew was wrong and not right, and you bowed down to it. Well, it's mine, and your kids will be kids, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, all you kids in here, something. You better hope your mom and dad never bows down at your feet. You better pray, God Almighty, don't make me an idol at my parents' worship. Jesus said, you're going to have to sometimes be hated. Sometimes your friend, your enemies will be they of your own household if you stand for Christ. By God's grace, I'm not bound down to this world and the flesh and the devil. You say, Reggie, what should we do? Well, thank God, the Bible tells us. Ephesians chapter 6 says, having done all, stand.
Yes.
God never told you to bow down to this world. He said, stand. Having done all, stand. He said, having your loins girded about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to tell you who I am going to bow to. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 9 says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. I will tell you who this old hillbilly is bound to. It's to my Lord Jesus Christ, who died for me on the cross and bare my sins and was buried to take away my sins and rose from the dead to justify me. And he's coming again. Amen.
Amen.
And he's King of Kings and he's Lord of Lords. That's who I'm bound to. And you bow to anybody else but that, you're an idolater. Now, I want to tell you something right now. You ought to get saved. Some of you here today, you're an idolater. You've been bound down to everything but Jesus. And you know I'm telling you the truth. You know there's something inside. The Holy Ghost is convicting you right now and telling you. You've been bound down to all these idols. And I want to tell you something. They're going to fail you at the end. They're going to fail you. You're online listening to me today. I want you to know we appreciate you listening. But we're not doing this for your I don't never want your money. Don't you send your money. But I'm going to tell you what we're trying to do is reach you with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you're not saved, I want you to be saved. I don't care where you're at. You can bow your head. Say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I want us to bow our heads right now. I'm just about halfway through this message, but God said quit. God said stop. And we're going to stop. Father in heaven, I thank you so much today. I tell you, my heart leaps and rejoices, Lord, for the freedom, the liberty, the truth, Lord, that has set me free in Jesus Christ. That God, we don't need to fear man. Fear thou not, thou hast said, Lord, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I'll uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that shall be incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. And they that strive with thee shall be as nothing. Oh God in heaven today, I thank you. I know Jesus Christ is my God and my Savior and my Lord. I'm glad, God, one day you made me see the idolatry of my heart. And you made me see that I was a worshiper of man. I was a worshiper of fads. I was a worshiper of money. I was a worshiper of friendships and applause and appreciation. And I wanted people's admiration more than I wanted your forgiveness. God, thank you that you reached down in this old boy's heart 40 some years ago now. God, you convicted me that I was a hypocrite, that I was religious but lost to God. And oh God, that happy day, Lord, when I stepped out and I said, I'm done. And I want the freedom. I'm tired of being bound, worrying about what people think about me. And God, you've been faithful all these 40 years. You've helped me every time I got up behind the pulpit. God, you've been faithful, and I know you'll be faithful till I see you face to face. God, I pray today for those in this building that may be lost without God. They're unsaved. Lord, maybe, Lord, today the Holy Ghost has made something clear to them. Maybe the veil has been pulled back and they can see the truth for what it is. And oh, God, I pray the work of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Without it, we cannot do anything, but I pray for old-time Holy Ghost conviction. I pray, God, today for those listening, Lord, that they would be free. God, make America free again. Lord, may what we say when we say that pledge, liberty and justice for all, be true in our minds and our hearts. Oh God, may we see people who Jesus' Bible said tasted death for every man. Oh God, today, America should have judgment and wrath. But God, in wrath, remember mercy. God, remember in mercy. God, bring this nation to repentance, I pray. Oh God, honor the sacrifice of thy Son. Hear our prayer. Heal our land. But God, make us to turn from our wicked ways first. Make us see it, oh God. Lord, I tell you, I want to thank you for the privilege of being born in this nation. Oh God, we are not, as you know, Lord, perfect. We have flaws and had flaws from our beginning. But oh God, when we've sought thy face, and even through the agonies of war and suffering, thou hast had mercy upon this country and you've given us revivals. Lord, you birthed this country in revival in the 1700s. You gave us a revival, Lord, during the time just after the Civil War. You gave us revival back in the 30s. But God, it's been a long time since we've had real revival that shook this nation to its knees before the Lord Jesus Christ. God, we have sinned against you. And Lord, we have put Baal where you ought to be. Forgive me, forgive us. Work, oh Holy Ghost, I pray. Our heads are bowed and our hearts are bowed before God Almighty. Now you listen to me this morning. I want you to listen to me tight. Don't you let nothing distract you. Wherever you are in this building, wherever you are listening, if you don't know right now that if you died, you'd go to heaven, you can know if you, I'm telling you right now, the Bible said this, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Listen to it. He that hath the Son hath life, that eternal life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. That's what God says. You either have Jesus Christ today as your Savior or you don't. If you do, you have life. Don't let the devil cheat you out of that. But you better make sure about it. And I want to tell you right now, if there's something in your heart that said they ain't right, no peace, no peace, no peace. I'm telling you, listen, the Holy Ghost will not give you peace without the Prince of Peace being there. And if there's not peace in your heart, would you right now where you're at, with no big song and dance and no big deal, this, that, and the other, and just as I am, would you say, oh, God, I believe what you said. I'm a sinner deserving of hell. I've sinned against you. God, I have fell at the feet of Baal and worshiped him. God, it's a crime against heaven. God, I ask for your mercy this morning through the merits of Jesus Christ and his shed blood for my sin. Let go of everything else. You are not righteous. You are filthy. Let go of everything and ask God for the righteousness of Jesus Christ alone. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And say, God, would you be merciful to me, a sinner? Can I tell you that all of heaven will rejoice over one sinner that repenteth? And there's joy in the presence of the angels. Now, I want you, if you're hesitating today to do this, I want you to take a look down beneath your feet in the bowels of hell, and I want you to hear the screams of the damned who would give everything they've got to set where you're sitting, and everything they could ever have to have one more chance to be saved. You better look down. You better look inwardly. You better look upwardly. Not a soul listening to my voice, and not my voice. None of us know that we'll be alive to eat breakfast in the morning. The hearse may pick you up. The autopsy may be done on you. The casket may be already made to hold your body. The backhoe's got the diesel in its engine that's going to dig your grave. And you die without Jesus Christ. God, have mercy upon you. Now listen to me. I'm asking you. Place your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Almighty God. Call upon him. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I pray before it's too late that you'll do that. Run, flee from the wrath to come. I'll tell you, we read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 this morning. Whoa, what a passage of scripture. The Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise. Then we which are alive and remain, then you know what it says? If we believe, shall be caught up in the air to meet them. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. What if the rapture was to occur in the next 5 seconds? I pray that you'll be saved today. Holy Spirit, take thy word and thy truth. If I've said anything that's right, punch it to the deepest part of their heart. Let them not get away from it. Lord, if I said that which is displeasing to you, strike it from their minds. But God, glorify your Son through our worship of you today in Jesus' name. We're going to stand and sing and be dismissed. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son to yield his life and atonement for sin. Open the life gates. God has opened the life gate for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory. Great things he hath. Brother Danny, I'm going to ask you to come and dismiss.